I matter, Minia. When I was a child, I enjoyed being in my maternal grandparents' garden. They didn't have a separate orchard, but a vegetable and fruit garden that was adjacent to their house. They were keen gardeners, and everybody in the village admired their garden. They grew a lot of fruit in the summer, and when there was a good crop, we shared it with acquaintances in the village and broader family elsewhere. I remember the red of the raspberries, strawberries, the many colors of the different gooseberries, for which in Hungarian we have different words, egres, köszméte, pöszméte, but in Transylvania they are always called egres. I remember the lovely fragrance of the fruit, especially of the blackcurrants, full of iron and vitality, and of the tomato plants in the special tomato and cucumber house. They had many fruit trees as well, which gave their crop over months from midsummer at least to mid-autumn. Of apples, there were different varieties, and some of them were what we called summer apples, that is for immediate consumption, and some were winter apples to preserve for the winter months when there was no fresh fruit. The exotic fruit or Mediterranean fruit was hardly to be seen in 1980s Romania. I remember wrapping the apples, the winter ones, different generations sitting together individually in newspaper and putting them away in stacks in a cold space to keep. I can picture my grandparents around the kitchen table, recycling socialist journalism. We preserved the apples in the larder, or when there was no heating in the back bedroom, the fruit could sit there in a big wicker basket or in a stack of wooden boxes placed against the wall in the corner next to the cold stire stove. They even had a blanket.